I think you're going to enjoy our story about a returned veteran who stays in the Army of Occupation just long enough to make job getting a bit of a task when he gets back. To play the role of a veteran, we have a real veteran of the movies, one who's never had any trouble landing screen jobs. To date, he's been in about 115 pictures. You probably remember him in Viva Villa, Pigskin Parade, The Big Broadcast, Cockeyed World, and more recently, Killer Dill, or one of the other remaining 110. It's a real pleasure to welcome Mr. Stuart Irwin.
You can call me Stu, Lester.
You can call me Les, Stu.
Right.
Right.
Hey, this is where I came in. So I'll leave you and get ready for the play.
Huh? Fair enough. But stick around for a little hassle after the show, huh?
I'll be here, Les, with the data on the data.
Fine. We'll give Stu Irwin a once-over lightly after the final curtain. Curtain is up, and here is the play.
Hey, Joe. Joe. I'm over here, Joe.
Arthur. Oh, I finally found you. Oh, gosh, don't ever tell me to meet you in Times Square again. Too many people here. I thought I'd lost you.
I knew I'd find you, though, Joe. You stand out like a beanpole in a squash field. Did the Army ever think of using you for a transmitting tower?
The Army never thought of using me for anything but guard duty. Huh. The Army. We should have got out sooner, Arthur. All the good jobs are gone now, and our mustering out pay is just about completely mustered.
If we'd have gotten out with the rest of our outfit, it'd have been mustered 2 years ago. Did you get any leads on job?
No. The only job I'm the right size for is a theater doorman. I'm not strong enough to carry all the gold braid around.
Oh, you find anything, Arthur?
Well, I'm working on several interesting propositions. It's just a case of securing the correct avenue for my potential contributions to the industrial world.
Oh. You didn't find nothing either, huh?
No.
Oh, you will, though. You was the smartest guy in our outfit, and you got looks and personality, too. Besides, just being in New York is something. With the tall buildings and the American cigarettes and chocolate sodas.
And New York babes instead of those fraulines.
Yeah, and the big signs. Gosh, those signs are big, Arthur.
Joe, my boy, Times Square is just Main Street in a big town. This is the biggest town in the world, so they have the biggest signs.
Yeah, that's what I said. They sure are big.
But they're corny, too. Same thing you get in Waukegan. Like that one over there.
Huh? Oh, it looks like an old election sign, doesn't it, Arthur?
Yeah, that's what it is. Vote for O'Dwyer for mayor.
You think he'll win?
He did win, Joe, in 1945.
Well, what's he still got his face up there for, then?
The sign company just couldn't get anyone else to buy the space, I guess.
Hey, maybe we ought to hire it.
Huh? What? What for?
Oh, we could put up big pictures of ourselves and then some words like two veterans want work. Anything considered.
Yeah, it'd get a lot more publicity than a couple of lines in a newspaper wanted. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you've got something.
Oh, now, hold on, Arthur. I was only kidding.
But, Joe, this is terrific.
Look, if I saw my mug up there, I'd run away and hide myself.
Okay, Joe, okay. So you don't have your mug up there. But you've hit on something I've got to follow up on. Metropolitan Sign Company, roll out the velvet carpet. Here comes Arthur. Look, isn't there anyone here who'll take care of me?
Oh, how do you do? Is there anything I can do for you?
I want to see the person in charge.
And what is the nature of your business?
Look, Toots, I'm a customer.
You're not the type.
My face or my clothes?
Well, you're not so bad when you look at you from the right angle.
And my other profile's even prettier. But I want to see the boss beautiful. The boss.
You, my ill-mannered friend, are talking to the boss.
Well, what do you know? I knew that all the time. You can tell from your dignified bearing, Miss...
Fox, Geraldine Fox.
Yes.
Now, what can I do for you?
It's really a great pleasure to know you, Miss Fox. My name is Arthur Ransom.
That's fine. What can I do for you?
Well, I want to rent that sign you have. You know the big one that's still carrying the torch for the 1945 election?
You do? Do you? The rent's $2,000 a month. It's a wonderful location, and it's in great demand.
Yeah, I can see that. $2,000 a month?
Do you have the money?
No, but... can't we talk it over?
I was right. You aren't a customer.
Now, don't you draw any hasty conclusions, Miss Fox. Couldn't we talk this over at lunch, Geraldine?
Lunch? No, I'm afraid I'll have to wait until my secretary gets back.
Well, why don't you leave her a note or something?
Someone might come in, a customer.
I don't see business rushing in and out. Oh, now, look, how about it, Miss Fox? Will you have lunch with me?
Well, all right. But you won't talk me into anything.
I'll try to, Geraldine. I'll try to. Well, that's the idea, Geraldine. I just want to see if I can get a job, a good job. And this would be a top publicity stunt. Now, what do you think about it?
It's wonderful. Why, with your picture up there, you'd... Oh, you're not bad looking, you know, and your personality shines through your face. Why, the publicity alone could get you a job. Oh, what am I talking about? You haven't got the price.
Oh, come on, give me a break. You've got a nice office and a secretary and a going business.
Going out the window, you mean. We had a nice little business with quite a few small signs for rent, mostly in the Bronx. Until Dad got delusions of grandeur and took a long-term lease on that white elephant. When he died, there were nothing but debt.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
There isn't any secretary. I just made up that story about her being out to lunch. And that cozy little office is going to belong to somebody else unless I lease that sign pretty soon and catch up on my past due rent.
Well, it isn't doing you or me any good right now. If you let me have it and I got a good job, I could pay you... Well, in weekly installments, of course.
How long would you need the sign?
You'll do it. Oh, you're wonderful.
Yes, I'll do it, sucker that I am. I'll let you have the space for 2 weeks.
That's all I need.
But I haven't got any money to invest in painting. You'll have to take care of all the details yourself.
Shake, Jerry, it's a deal. We're on our way. And it's a date for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? But I didn't say anything about...
But I'm going to unveil the sign tomorrow night, and you've got to be there. Oh, boy, New York at last. A sign and a girl. Now to get busy on that picture. Broadway, prepare yourself for Arthur. Did you get hold of that photographer friend of yours, Joe?
He ought to be calling back any second.
How much does he want?
Well, he said he'd have it all figured out by the time he calls.
Well, don't you agree to anything until you check with me.
Okay. Hello? Oh, hello, Pete. What? $150? Wait a minute.
How much money you got, Joe?
About $75.
Tell him we'll give him $75.
Hello, Pete. We'll give you $75. No, I don't think there'll be much printing on the sign. Just the words, Oh, wait a second. What do you want on the sign, Art?
I want my picture blown up about 8 feet, just my face, see? And the words, "Who is this man?" Get it?
But, Art, I thought you were going to advertise for a job.
I am, but first we'll put up the sign to draw attention. Then, when everyone's wondering who the man is, say in about a week, we'll spring that veteran needs a job line, complete with the sign company's phone number.
You mean you talked that babe into doing even that for you?
Well, not yet, but I've got a week to work on that. And she's no babe, chum. Jerry's the girl this guy's going to marry. Now, you get busy with that sign. Tell Pete what I said.
Hello, Pete. You still there? Look, Pete, for old time's sake, do what I ask. $75 is all of my money Arthur can spare, and he wants a picture of his face about 8 feet high and the words, "Who is this man?" That's all, see? But we got to have it by... Oh, wait a minute, Pete. Where are you going now, Arthur?
Out to contact a couple of newspapers, my boy, to tell them to keep their eyes peeled around Times Square tomorrow night. When I get through talking, every newspaper in town will be carrying a story on Who Is This Man?
Gee, Arthur, it's awfully high up here. Do I have to go all the way up?
It's the last piece. You're going to show the white feather now? Here, catch it. Just flap it into place.
Just flap it into place, he says. I'm covered with paste now from head to foot. Why don't you... Oh, okay. Give it here.
That a boy, Joe. You're doing fine. Now, get that canvas fastened at the top.
Well, I don't get the idea of the canvas. After all this work, what do you want to cover it up for?
Oh, I figured we'd wait until tonight for the unveiling. There'll be a lot of people in Times Square on Saturday night. You got it fastened? That's a good boy. I'll see you later.
Hey, help me, Doc. Hmm? Thanks. What are you in such a big hurry about? Where are you going?
I just thought of an angle. Have to contact the gentleman of the press again. Tell him to get the photographers down here tonight. A picture is worth a thousand words. Boy, wait until they get a load of my picture. Mayor O'Dwyer was never like this. Broadway, make room for Arthur.
Of a combination Sinatra and Gable and Pyro and Power, only more so. Golly, the whole town's gone crazy and everybody's talking about it. And under his picture it says, Who is this man? That's all. All the kids were sitting on the pavement just looking up at that face. I tried to climb up on the sign, but the cops stopped me. It was really exciting, too, with the photographers taking pictures and the crowd looking up and traffic tied up and everything. I hung around hoping that listening there.
Okay, so I'm a Broadway columnist. But that doesn't mean I know the face of everyone who's ever been in show business or politics. How should I know who he is? I called the sign company, but they refused to give me any information.
Tonight, Broadway was guessing at the identity of the handsome man whose face adorns one of the largest signs on the gay white way. Bobby Sox is Broadway columnist and Johnny Q public, who can be pretty curious at times, joined forces to answer the question posed for the sign, Who is this man? Not since Sinatra first appeared at the New York Paramount, and so much attention...
Okay, so everyone's talking about you. They think you're some sort of an actor or entertainer or something. Is that getting your job?
It will, my boy, it will.
And what'll we do if it doesn't?
It has to. I've made up my mind to it. Why, my whole future is invested in this idea.
Yeah, your future and my $75.
We can't just sit here waiting for things to happen. If you don't get that ad up there and get a job, I'll have to sacrifice myself and find one of my own.
I thought you couldn't find anything. That's what you told me.
Well, I was offered a job as a dishwasher, but my old mother was always the plan.
Soft and lovely, Joe. Something's going to break out of all this publicity.
Something's already broke. It's me.
Quiet. Let's see what Benny Barker has to report. Maybe he has something to say about me and his around and about.
Around and about New York with the popular Broadway columnist, Benny Barker.
Good evening to all my millions of fans. Once again, your boy, Benny Barker, has scooped the town on a sensational story concerning the great motion picture industry. You know, of course, of the much-talked-about billboard on Times Square bearing this strange device, Who is this man? And if you'll comb your mind, as this reporter did, you'll remember something else. The million-dollar picture always offer that picture producer Max Johnson filled after paying over $100,000 for the story. He shelved the picture, you may remember, because he failed to find the right actor for the role of Arthur. Well, this correspondent learned early this evening that the answer to Who is this man is Arthur, Max Johnson's new million-dollar discovery. Apparently an unknown, this new star who has a father's box.
And honestly, Mabel, this fellow on the air said that our hero's going to be a movie star. And we've already started a fan club. And we're going to call him The Face. And we've got the basement room in Myrtle's house fixed up as a club room again. And we've taken down the pictures of all the other stars, and we're going to start making a sample.
Yes, this is Barker. Hollywood Review? Sure. That owns the sign in Times Square. Well, not exactly. You see, I sent one of my stooges, a scout that is, up there, and he saw a contract for the sign. He saw the signature, the first name Arthur, anyway, and then this girl in the office snatches away the contract, and that's all he sees. But anyone with imagination can put two and two together and figure out that producer Max Johnson's behind this thing. Max Johnson's as shrewd a cookie as ever. And I'm telling you, I never heard of this guy.
You weren't kidding us for a minute, Max Johnson. This is another of your terrific ideas.
Told you I never laid eyes on this.
Now, Max, you don't have to hold out on us. Why, we'll even help you guard your secret. You're a smart one, all right. How did you pull it?
Well, I guess there's no use denying it, boys. I took one look at my new discovery and said, there's the boy to play Arthur in Always Arthur. It's sheer magnetism. He's reversing personnel. Why am I wasting time talking to you mugs? Beat it. Come back the second Tuesday of next week. Millie, get our New York office on the phone. Get me my attorney. Get me that sign company on the phone. Get me an airline ticket on a rocket.
Now, if I wish with you for all the while, I'll never be in the corner. I'll only be in the corner. I'll never be in the corner. I'll never be in the
Wherever I go, reporters creep out of corners. Agents offer me fabulous sums just to tell them where I can find you. It's horrible.
No, honey, it's wonderful. It's terrific.
Wonderful, this spectacle? Oh, please, let's get it over with. Let me tell them where they can find you.
But, Geraldine, this is advertising. I'm letting it build up and build and build. Then, when I'm good and ready, I'll splash the whole story. Tomorrow, probably, when I see that producer who flew in from the coast. The one who's doing my... that picture.
Your picture?
Okay, so it slipped out. My picture. Why not? I'm the guy all the girls are raving about, ain't I? I'm the one they've named the face. I'm Arthur. I'm always Arthur. I was born that way.
Oh, Arthur, I don't know what made me come all the way over to Weehawken to see you.
But, baby, you know I'm not safe in the city. One of those reporters might see me.
I don't understand myself, creeping all the way over here every night.
What's so strange about that? Aren't you crazy about me? Just the way I'm crazy about you? I want to marry you.
Oh, Arthur, I'm not sure that I like you at all this way. Curly hair and your classic profile and your charm, but now...
Oh, what's the matter? Haven't I still got those things?
Sure, but now you know it. And every woman in New York knows it, too. Why can't you be the way you were a week ago? You were a smarty pants then, too. But you were sort of sweet about it.
Isn't that just like a... Wants me to hide it.
All you've got is Bobby socks appeal, and it's gone to your head.
Nuts. I've had enough of this talk and enough of this hiding, too. I'm going into town to talk to this Max Johnston. There's the ferry now. Will you come with me, Geraldine?
All right, you dope. I'm stuck, I guess. But you're going to have a decision to make after you talk to Johnston. I'll admit I love you, Arthur, but I won't have a husband a million women drool over and call the face.
I told you never to ask you to meet you in Times Square. Why the phony voice?
He's incognito. Can't you tell from the hat?
Oh, is that what that is?
Well, I had to have one big enough to pull down over my face.
I still think I ought to cut a couple of holes for your eyes.
I can see, all right. What's that big crowd over there?
Women. Thousands of them. They've been there in front of your picture since early morning, doing yogi exercises.
Arthur, the movie company's office is right in this block, but are you sure you want to go through with it?
Oh, he's a hard guy to argue with, Geraldine. I've been trying for years. But honestly, Joe, this hero stuff...
Oh, I've had enough of this arguing. I'm going into this movie office if I can get through the crowd.
There's a lane through the center. The police are keeping it open.
Just follow me.
Well,
kid.
Wait a minute, Arthur. Wait for us.
Arthur! Arthur!
Broadway never saw anything like it before. More than 5,000 squealing, yelling, hysterical bobby socks has mobbed him, tore his clothes from his back. knocked him to the street as I attempted to kiss him or touch his hand. At present, he is resting more or less comfortably in General Hospital. Badly bruised, but otherwise perfectly safe for his public and for enterprising Max Johnson, who is probably at his bedside right now.
I don't know what your game is, young man, but you managed to get yourself and me some good publicity. I'll give you $5,000.
$5,000?
All right. I wouldn't quibble. Worth it. I'll make it $6,000.
$6,000?
$6,000 a week isn't a bad salary for a movie unknown.
But I'll have to know a little more about what I'm getting into. I don't know anything about...
About Max Johnson? Hollywood's biggest producer of epic films? It's his to laugh, my boy. I've produced more pictures... Oh, I get it. You want to be one of those triple threat boys. You want to direct. Well, that's too much. I'll go for $6,500. Not 1 cent more. But you don't direct. You understand?
No,
you don't direct.
Direct? I can't even act.
Act. If you could act, I'd pay
$10,000. Oh, Arthur, I found you at last.
They took you off in an ambulance, and we couldn't find out where you were.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are these people, Arthur?
Who is he?
This is Mr. Max Johnson.
Hello?
He just made me a picture offer.
Oh, no, Arthur. You can't be thinking of accepting after that mob scene.
Well,
that's just a sample of what you'd go through all the time.
How much did he offer you, Arthur?
If you're thinking about taking it, I'll just get along. You can have me or the movie.
I'll make my last offer. $10,000 and options at $15,000 or $20,000. For Pete's sake, he's fainted. Look.
Oh, Arthur.
Wake up, Arthur. Wake up. Come out of it.
You ain't hurt. Please, Arthur, what would I do without you?
Huh? Where am I? What happened?
Well, we were talking about renting that sign up there, maybe. You said you were going to the sign company office. Before I could stop you, you stepped off the curb right in front of a car.
You mean I'm still in Times Square, that I never left here at all?
I'll say you didn't. You were out like a light. And all the people around you trying to find out if you was killed or something. And the driver of the car, a pretty girl by the name of Miss... Geraldine Fox, wearing that she'd hurt you.
And Max Johnston.
Oh, I thought you were completely out. That was the name of that phony ambulance chase who tried to talk me into putting our case in his hands.
No.
A real phony if I ever saw one.
Hey, what's that?
Huh? I guess that's the ambulance coming for you.
Oh, I'm all right. I've had enough of hospitals in the Army. Let's get out of here. There. Oh, I got up all right. Come on. Let's duck into this doorway.
Okay. But it's sort of a dirty trick. Oh, look, the cops and the ambulance driver are looking for you. I said I'd stay with you until they arrive.
What happened to the crowd?
Oh, they drifted away when they seen you wasn't killed. I guess a crowd never keeps interested in one person very long.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
What do we do now, Arthur? Shall we look for jobs anymore today? Where we go?
We'll flip a coin. Heads, we go into one of these movies, and tails, we go across to the employment office. And if the coin stands on end, we'll go down to the sign company and hire that sign.
Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Mr. Sue Irwin, popularly known as The Face.
It was only a dream, Les. A guy can dream, can't he?
A guy sure can, Sue, and you did it magnificently. It was a fine performance.
Oh, thank you, Les. It was a lot of fun. I thought the story was a great one. I'd even like to do a movie based on it.
Well, I, for one, would like to see you in it or in anything else you do. Whatever happened to the plan for making a picture of the life of Will Rogers with you as Will?
Well, they decided I was too handsome to play Will Rogers. I think they're discussing Tyrone Power for the part. Well, thanks. That's been a lot of fun working with you and with a wonderful cast. I'd like to thank Bill Martell, particularly, for his fine job as my pal Joe, and Barbara Fuller for her romantic inspiration as Geraldine. Bye now.
Goodbye, and thank you, Sue Irwin. In the cast, you heard Stu Irwin as Arthur, Bill Martell as Joe, Barbara Fuller as Geraldine, Gloria McMillan as the Bobby Soxer, Ross Taylor as Barker, and Joe Forte as Max Johnson. Arthur was written by Milton Stern and William H. Light, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
We're very happy that you got to your radio in time to hear our play this week. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in each and every week. Your favorite Hollywood stars will appear in specially selected radio plays that we really believe you'll enjoy.
Stu Irwin may be seen in Strike at Rich, the Jack Rabbit production for Allied Arts. Van Desitel speaks.
Thank you.